Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Chatting with Brian London, our host down at the New Orleans Investment Conference, also writes the Gold Newsletter. Brian, let's talk about some of your insights in the precious metals market when it comes to what's driving gold, silver, those prices higher, as well as the underlying stocks. The underlying stocks have really moved, but first and foremost, when it comes to the actual precious metals, yeah, we're seeing a little bit of a pullback today, but you consider gold is right at all-time highs, or at least near all-time highs. Silver is just recently broken out of about that 7 or 8 year trading range that it was in. What do you think is truly moving these precious metals higher in terms of money flows and who's coming into the sector?
Yeah, I think everything is moving it, you know, and of course, we're looking at a little bit of a correction here, not much yet. And, you know, that's expected and even welcomed because things were really getting overheated. But I think everything was combining to move gold. I mean, it obviously there was some short covering going on because the rise was so steep, at least initially. I mean, it was about 10 trading sessions ago, we were wondering if gold could hold $1,800 or surpass that, you know, and it rose $150 over those sessions in very quick fashion. So that was just a major, just a torrid move higher. Obviously, there's some short covering in there. Obviously, there's some trend following traders hopping on board the momentum with, you know, seeing that all-time high record was a target that was firmly in gold sights. But I think it was also what we're beginning to see is a relatively small but still extremely significant shift in global investment allocations toward gold. You know, institutions around the world that are saying, well, we have very little, if any, gold exposure, so maybe we'll just allocate a half of a percent to gold and silver and to the mining stocks. And that kind of a thing, considering how much money is out there, these oceans of liquidity that are sloshing around the globe, that if just a few small fingers of that tidal surge find their way into the little small tidal pool that represents the gold market, well, the market itself, the capital invested in the sector itself could multiply. So we can see these kinds of outsized reactions to just a bit of a shift in global investment allocations toward the metals and the miners. And I think that's exactly what we're seeing right now.
So, Brian, what about still the disconnect between gold and silver? Gold near all-time highs, silver still 100% away from all-time highs.
Yeah, that's why I think silver is a bargain. You know, we always say that if you like gold, you should love silver. And that's been shown in this big move that gold made over the last week and a half, 2 weeks. We saw the silver market really wake up. I mean, we were at $18 a couple of weeks ago, or barely at $18, just clearing that mark. And now, you know, we got up recently into the mid-20s. So we're seeing some significant reaction or correction in silver, which you would expect. It's a greater reaction than gold because it leverages gold's moves. But I think that over the longer term, silver's got a lot more room still to make up. And you know, I'm not one of these people that say you should be all in silver, but you should have a healthy allocation to silver and the silver plays.
So Brian, when it comes to the stocks, I think everybody who holds precious metal stocks has seen some sort of appreciation in the share price, whether it's juniors that have just in the last 2 months gone through double, maybe even triple share price moves. The majors made very strong moves more at the beginning of this year. Where are you trying to find value, and how are you still putting your money to play when you're seeing these stocks saying, man, if I had only bought just a month or two ago, I could be 3x my investment?
Yeah, it's tough. It's a kind of problem you like to have, of course. It's amazing how these markets evolve, and if you've been through a few, you understand and remember it's better than worrying and wondering if these things are ever going to move and how many losses you've taken on these stocks to wishing that you would have bought this one or that one, but then realizing that most of your stocks have already doubled or tripled or more in value. So it's not a bad problem to have, but I'm trying to find the companies that have not moved yet. the earlier stage stories, and even moving a little bit into copper, which is starting to turn now. So, you know, that's what I'm doing. In this month's issue of Gold Newsletter, which is just about to come out as we speak, I'm actually unveiling 6 new recommendations. So I found a lot of companies and that I really like, and we're unveiling a half dozen of them now in this issue, probably the most we've ever done in Gold Newsletter. But there's still a lot out there that, you know, in our already in our portfolio, not a lot. There's a few that I think have significant upside to them. I like Allegiant Gold. I think they're still undervalued relative to what they have in Nevada and the exploration plans that they have, you know. And we were looking up and down, or I was looking up down our portfolio in Gold Newsletter, and it's amazing how many of these things have gone up 3, 4, 5 times in value or more. So you have to get your mind right and realize that some of these still have a good ways to run, and they may not be gold and silver. You know, looking down my list, I can see that Radisson Mining is a good gold exploration story that I think still has some room to run. Valor Metals is just starting to drill, and they're below their recent highs still. And I think they have an extraordinary PGM project in Brazil. So there's good news coming from that one that I like. I like West Haven Ventures. They're going to be doing a lot of drilling, and it is a gold story, you know, and I think that's a good mix for now. I think there's a lot of other ones that are making news that could make news. I like Libero Copper and Gold. They're about to start a drill program on one of the best targets I've ever seen in the Golden Triangle or anywhere else. And they're going to be putting news out probably in late August, early September from those drill programs. And I think they should have a good shot there. Also in the Golden Triangle, Ark West Exploration. This is a company that I had co-founded years ago and got off the board and handed it over to a great exploration group. They just signed a deal with a company that has to drill, is the terms of that joint venture, on their Todd property in the Golden Triangle. And that's one of the most exciting properties I've seen in the Triangle. So I would focus at this point on trying to find the early plays that have yet to be discovered by the market and the ones that are going to be delivering news in, you know, over the latter part of the summer. And that's mainly those exploration plays in the Northern Hemisphere.
So it sounds like, too, you're focused, yes, on these exploration plays, but a lot on these newer exploration plays where there isn't necessarily a resource, or especially not a large resource that's already available in the market. This is more, as they call it, greenfields exploration.
Yeah. I think the companies that have the big resources have made big moves, as we would expect and as we predicted. So now we're going a little further down the food chain and trying to find the exploration stories that have great targets, a great shot at it, and maybe have not gotten a really high profile on the market yet, and or may be involved in some of the metals that have yet to move, like copper. You know, copper has, from one of the things we're reporting on in this issue of Gold Newsletter, is that copper has already moved into a bull market mode by some momentum indicators that we track. And in fact, the broader commodity indices have done the same. So this market has been kind of compressed. You know, we saw a lot of things happen already that took years to develop previously in previous bull runs. And I think we're seeing that now that it's already expanding into other commodities. So it's happening more quickly, and investors need to react more quickly.
All right, Brian, we're going to wrap it up there. Very interesting comments, as always. I enjoy following along with your newsletter, and we'll be chatting again in about 2 weeks' time. So, hey, Brian, have a great rest of your week, man.
You got it. Thanks, Corey.